Theme 3. Page 45. 11. Listen to the story of Nene Hatun and put the events in the correct order.
Nene Hatun was one of the bravest women in Turkish history. She became famous for fighting against Russian forces in Erzurum during the Russo-Turkish War of 1877 to 1878. Nene Hatun was living in Azizye in Erzurum then. Nene Hatun's brother, Hasan, got wounded in that war and died on the night of the 7th of November 1877. The Russian army captured Fort Azizye 2 days later. When Nene Hatun heard this, she first kissed her dead brother's head and then took his bayonet. She said, "I will take your revenge, brother." She left home while her 3-month-old baby girl and little son were sleeping and went to the battlefield. Mostly women and elderly people were fighting there because Russians had killed almost all of the Turkish soldiers. These people didn't have guns. They had only farming tools and stones. Nene Hatun was holding her dead brother's bayonet in her hand. They all attacked the enemy bravely to get Fort Azizye back because Fort Azizye was very important for them. Russians killed hundreds of Turkish civilians again, but Turks were very crowded and brave. So they managed to break down the iron doors of Fort Azizye. Finally, they entered Fort Azizye and Russians left the area. It was impossible to see the battlefield because of fire, smoke, dust and blood. Dead bodies were lying around. When they found Nene Hatun, she was wounded and unconscious. Her hands were bloody and still holding her brother's bayonet. Nene Hatun lived the rest of her life in Azizye, but she had a difficult life. First, she lost her husband. Then, her son Yusuf died in World War I while he was fighting during the Battle of Gallipoli. Nene Hatun died in 1955 when she was 98. Her grave is in the Martyrs' Cemetery at Fort Azizye. She will always be a symbol of bravery.